Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You better be ready, children. You better be ready. Yes, it says, for he gave his only begotten son so that you and I could live. But we need to change our ways because time waits for no man. TP there.
Mamela inkubo iHeart to Heart no Ayanda Nelemba. Khoko ngolwesithathu ukusukela ku 12 to 3 p.m. Sishukuxa ezempilo ezokuhlala nezoluntu. Sithi chatha nomculo othomalalisa inhliziyo. Vuseleleka ku Heart to Heart Khongo lwesithathu ngo 12 to 3 emalanga. Mamela ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Okanye ufumane i-podcast ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Welcome to it. Let me welcome our guests. I couldn't get Telmaine, but I also have Professor Buyiso Mdezi and Barakia on the line. Let me start with you, Professor. Greetings and welcome to you, ma'am.
Greetings to you, my brother. Thank you for welcoming me. I also greet Baruch Yah in the name of our Lord and Savior, Yahushua HaMashiach. We also greet our listeners in the glorious, wonderful name. It is a beautiful evening again. We bless God for it. Hallelujah.
Amen to that.
Amen.
Okay, I see so many lights, you know, because I can't see properly. I don't have my glasses on, so when you say it's a beautiful evening, I will take your word for it.
Amen. It is.
I'll take your word for it. All right, then yeah. we also have Baruch Yah on the line. Mayahi, greetings, welcome.
Halala, halala, halala. This side is a beautiful sunshine, beautiful afternoon. We are in another world, but we are independent.
Hey. Oh, you are in another country.
Shalom to you, Mayah. Shalom to you, Professor Bui. To our beautiful listeners of Radio Pulpit. It is indeed a pleasure and a privilege, Mayah. That we are here gathered together. We bless and exalt the mighty name of Yahweh Shai HaMashiach. Halala.
Halala. And of course, tonight it's going to be one of those nights where we look into issues that need to be really ironed out. The works of believers. Isn't that so, Mayahi? When it when it comes to the works of believers, we really need to iron out some things here, because some of the people think they are working, and some of the people think they are not working. Mm. And when it comes to defining the works of the Holy Spirit through us, or the works of the Father through us, it's a different story when you look into the Word. I hope that we get a chance to look into that. Mm. Professor, you know, when it comes to works, maybe you hear many people saying, I'm working for, they say, quote unquote, I'm working for the Lord. Working for the Lord. Haven't you heard that quite sometimes?
I've heard it, and we normally say that. And I'm not too sure if we really understand what it means to work for the Lord, because nobody can work for God. He is too big, too sovereign to have us working for him. Instead, what we do is to participate in what he is doing. And we get that grace of touching where he has touched and giving us that allowance that we can be with him where he works. But to work for the Lord, I think it's a concept that we need to redefine and discuss.
How?
So that we can all understand what is it that we are doing when we participate in the works of the Lord.
How?
And I think it will be clear. Yeah. Because I really don't believe that I can work for God.
Okay.
God created when he was alone. And
yeah.
I don't know what would it mean now when I come some decades and centuries and millennia later, and I come to work for someone who worked alone and think that I'll make a difference in what he would do and what he did, you know. Hence, I'm saying there is some kind of work that we must do in terms of defining and discussing what we really mean by what we have accepted as a concept that we are using. And probably we are going to get a new vocabulary of defining what we do in a manner that will fit into what we are really doing.
How? Mayaki, we used to sing the song, Mintiro yaina iyabula bula, iyabula, iyabula bula. Lenza ditende, leso skatbe bashanga inyi keyboard, baibiza Casio. I don't know if you know that keyboard. It has the name of a calculator. And,
yeah.
And it's rhythm, there's this rhythm that abazalwane like in the tent. Mintiro iyabula bula. How? Nangu professor manjuti. Hai pela. He's too big. Hey, man. You just burst our balloon by speaking the truth just like that. We are talking about the very notion of the works of believers. Yes, believers have works, but these are the works of the Father, and we will explain even further as to the implications of this. And somehow, I think, to a great extent, we have gone on to actually negate the issue of the works. We have gone on to negate the issue of the works to such an extent that, if I'm not mistaken, we have misplaced what is the works of the Father with the works of cult members. And I know also that this thing would be inculcated so much. I remember my friend Du Christopher Masego. I used to call him Dibibi because he was taller than all of us. You know, and he used to say this thing, and he would laugh because of the indoctrination that is taking place in the churches. Hamba uyentutaneni vilandini. You know, and that would be the mode that is being used. You know, go into the end, you sluggard. Go and see how it works, how it gathers everything else in the light, in the heat of the summer. And when the night and the winter comes, it has a storage. I'm just paraphrasing. You know. And at some instances, there would be rewards that are being given to people. And they say, hey, this year, and many people maybe are from those kinds of rewards recently because it was purported that the year ended. And then, oh no, also we know there's this Ishtar coming. I think now it's coming in March. Then people get rewarded somewhat, somehow, and they say, hey, during this year you did quite well. You really served the Father. And then there's a certificate that you give with a stamp of your church. I don't know if they buy a car for you. They won't. No, Muruti will not allow that. But they would give you something, maybe a basket of cakes and flowers and a hamper to go to these chicken outlets, or to get a massage or something. It has improved, you know. At some stages, they would just give you money to go to the roadhouse. And they say you are working hard. You are a good example of those who are serving the Lord in the church. And you would be exceptionally placed there. And then your records would be spoken. So you tithe, you give, you pledge, and hey, you are single or you are widowed or divorced or something, and you are left with this big house. It's so beautiful in Houghton, and now you give it to the man of God to host his friends there, and it's a pretty nice house, you know. When he has your black card to claim petrol and to pay on the toll gates, oh, and then there they are. You have really worked. You are working. But to us, then, we start to see something different. And when they say a believer works, we see that there are particular abilities that would be given to that believer. And those capabilities, by the grace, would do the work of righteousness. In other words, then, the grace of the Father would work works of righteousness through you. As the professor said, that it is just like an invitation to come and participate. And then there also you would see that all these works are the wonders of the Most High. And one day, I'd like us to speak about the wonders of the Most High. Various acts, various works that are done, and to a great extent, these are various services which people are called to do by the Father. And these are called works. And as you heard, for faith without works is vain. And then I had said these are given according to capabilities. But this is, once and for all, a cooperation of the faculties of the Father's ministry. And we see that really happening. And those who are found in these works of the Father have to become part of that. Willingly, we know the word speaks with regards to that. We will touch so many, many of these aspects. I wish I could read. I will try by all means. I wish I could read. Seriously, I just can't see at all. Nevertheless, when we speak of works, it is the services that the Father does, and it is the services of Him. And these works come in many ways. And I said in the beginning, there are those who would feel as if they are working. And they will find out that they are not working. I mean, they will be saying, "For we cast out devils in your name. We healed the sick." And he would say, "Verily say I unto thee, I know ye not. Go ye away, you workers of iniquity." Then it would bring us to another point. How would we know if our works are works of righteousness or our works are works of iniquities? And when we look at ourselves today, would we be able to say, as the church, we are working the works of righteousness? Here in Mzansi, Ningizimu Afrika, Afrika Zonga, are we really working the works of the Father? Is the Father using us as the church, if we refer to ourselves as such, or believers? Is He working His work through us? Or are we working our own works of our theological perspectives and orientations, philosophical diversities and points of views? We all have our points of departures, and we all have sought to make ours right, because there's enough research that has been done in our fields to authenticate genuineness. And then the world is looking at us and they are asking this question: what are they doing? Someone is building crèches there, someone is building churches there, someone is putting tents there, someone is doing miracles there. Are these the works of the Father? How do we know that these are the works of the Father in the lives or through the lives of believers? How do we know? And then if we don't know, why are we found working? If we don't know, why are we found working? My achi, for me, if you can look at Genesis chapter 3, verse 6. No, sorry, not chapter 3, verse 6.
Sorry, my ach. Sorry. Genesis chapter 24, verses 18. Because I can't see here. I'm really sorry.
It's okay.
So she said, it says, "Drink, my Lord." Then she quickly...
hurried.
Yeah. Down and gave him a drink. Can you read it from your side, maybe?
Okay. Shibaraba, may Allah bless the reading of his word. Amen.
Alala.
And she said, "Drink, my master." And she hurried and let her jar down to her hand and gave him a drink. And when she had finished giving him a drink, she said, "Let me draw water from your camels too, until they had finished drinking." And she hurried and emptied her jar into the trough, ran back to the fountain to draw more water, and drew it for all his camels. Should I continue?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
The very aspect here, we see a work that is defined as a work of righteousness, because righteousness is about service. And we see a work of righteousness. Now, this person has nothing to gain from what they are doing, and no one had asked her to do what she does. But because this person is full of the spirit of righteousness, who is also known as the Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKodesh, and she basically is doing even extra. We see kindness there. We see divinity. We see empathy. We see service. We see self-sacrifice. We see selflessness. In that passage which you read, we see also a devotion of a sort to be of good use for the welfare of others. Typical of the Messiah. Our services or our works are works of the Messiah. They should be in that manner. What would you say, Mark?
Thank you, my ach. And I agree with you fully that we need to be of a service. And that is why you would notice how humble the Messiah was, being or known as the sovereign of the sovereign. But the humility that was in him, how he even got to bathe people's feet, you know, it shows which king could ever do that. You know, the event.
Yeah.
So it just shows the level, the humility in him. And he makes examples as well, when somebody hits you on the right hand side, you must also give him the left. You know? So Peter is pulling a sword. They captured the man, but he says, no. You know? It just shows so many things. Characteristics about him:
empathy, grace, kindness, forgiveness, hope, you know, readily awaiting for a repentance that would be ushered in by the healing ministry that he's bringing across. It's amazing, man.
Very. You also have a woman that was caught in adultery, brought to him.
Yeah.
What do you say? They were trying to corner him to judge. But he wisdom. You know? The trouble and the problem is that when we look at the scripture in the book of Genesis chapter 3, after, let's say we started from 22 and 23, Eric, and Elohim said, "See,
Man has become like one of us to know good and evil, unless he put out his hand and take also from off the tree of life and eat and live forever. So Elohim sent him out of the garden to till the ground from which he was taken, and he drove the man out. We need to be aware of that. So now, here am I being a so-called pastor and thinking that Elohim has made a decision to say, until a period of time, I will not allow men to come into the garden. And a little now, we can't find the garden because there's no one that knows the garden. Until the one who's been there comes and teach the truth. So you can see with the Pharisees, you can see with the seducers that how scriptures was misinterpreted in many ways, shape or forms. And these are people that were educated. These were people that were sitting in synagogues. So now, when now they come and look at the disciples, HaMashiach teaches and he makes just nice and simple parables. And they wouldn't understand, you know, and then he would explain a parable of the sower, bringing the rain to their level so that they can be able to understand what the rain of Abba is about, to say it's not what you think it is. You know, so we've been misled. We've been misdirected. Instead, Mama, as you speak that word, Papa just called. I'm watching another video. Papa just called. As you mentioned, 1,500 people must sow on your word that you just spoke now. I'm like, Piranda.
Yeah. And they say it works.
And they say it works. You know, so we are so challenged, Aki. We are so challenged. You know, there's something that I'm learning. I wanted to share with you the other day, but you were busy. You know? You like, Kirin, there's a greater scheme or system of things or creation, and which each and every one of us needs to be part of. So there's an operation of a big clock that operates everything, and within the big clock, there's other clocks inside. And it is us to be in alignment. So we are off the grid as humans. We are completely off the grid. We are operating in isolation because there are so many things that needs to happen, that needs to bring us to the Father that we don't know about. You know, so Abba has made those things to help us. So you have your new moon, you have your full moon, and your Shabbats and all that. But we have fallen out. They don't even know. Ari, when you look at, let's quickly look at Psalm 119. So when you look at Psalm 119, you look at the word. There's two words that I'm just going to use quickly now, which is number 145, which is Kwa. Kwapa is the separation of the two, like let's say darkness and light. And what this kwapa means, it means then you must enter prayer because you are beginning a new day or a new cycle. So you need to enter the gate so that when you've entered the gate, you off the evening, the Laila, then you have control. Like, if the food is closed, so it can't be able to get inside the food because it's locked outside. So when we have not entered through the gate, we are like those kind of people. We are locked out. And now, the scripture teaches us to say when it's sunset, when it's sunrise, then that is why Job 38 says, have you commanded the morning? So
yes.
this is that letter now, this letter Quap in 145. Also, when you look at Kap, which is letter number 81, which is Kap. Kap means to open your mouth and pray. So it's the 11th hour to say at the 11th hour, there are trials and tribulations.
Yeah.
So meaning that you've spoken and the word is a seed.
Mm.
And as you have spoken, the things now are about to manifest. But now you want the things, but when they are about to manifest, voila, uyakosangoma, because you say, life yaka haita mai monate. But it's the things that you said you want. So now, when we can start to be in alignment, and understand when is the new moon, we have to enter into the new moon because it is already the blessing. There's some works. He's appointed it to do some work for us.
Mm.
But now, me and you happen not to be there. How does it work for us?
Yeah.
The Sabbath is supposed to cleanse us. So these are the things that are not taught in the church. But instead, people are looking at prosperity gospel. Mm. Instead of teaching about understanding the ordinances of Abba, how do they operate so that we can be able to fit in? And actually, when you come and tell people or raise things unto people, yes, people get so shocked. I mean, I get a whole lot of texts because of my status of the things that I post to say, the year has got so many months and whatnot. And like, hey, people are, because now I research, I learn the language, and I start to find some things that are hidden. To say, Satan has brought whole lot of corruption or planted Matatia, Matthew 13, I think 24. It speaks of the parable of the reaper. That when men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares.
Mm.
And now you can't know what is the truth and what is of life. Corona diatsoana. But it is now when we start to fit into the internal, plug in to the bigger system, then we can be able to understand everything that he created it for a reason.
Yeah.
There is works that he's doing for mankind.
Mm.
Why? What? So now, but mankind is out of alignment. Hence the scripture says, creation awaits the manifestation of the sons of Elohim. Aki, I was like, wow. I found people with excitement to say, wow. I mean, this is what people should start to know.
Mm.
This is what people should start to know because now, Hari Rebatahuya, the New Jerusalem, and time is now closer that the end is here. So we ought to start to turn and to throw away. The word of Abba is not about religion. It's not about Christianity or whatever, but it's the word of truth.
Mm.
So if you're seeking the truth, you have to unlearn what you've learned and relearn. And relearning is now that the truth has been released. The truth is now, the spirit of truth is around. I would say there hasn't been any truth, like, because now when you start to learn these things and when you read the scriptures, you can be able to see the tears that are spoken about. How does the reign of Hamashiach be 1,000 years, yet 1,400? So you've able to pick up, and these are things that are going to shape people. These are things that are going to create, but because they're not prepared. When you come and say, this is not the name, this is not the name, the true name and the true name of the Messiah, people get mad, people get angry, because people are not ready for the truth. Until people get to be ready for the truth, then the truth will avail itself to them, and they can know what the kingdom of Abba Yahawa is about. Let me leave it there. Mm,
I hear you. If you just joined us, welcome to it. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. We are talking about the works of believers. What are they even all about? What is the word saying with regards to that? If it is the works of believers, how do we see? And if it has become works that are other than those of faith, how do we see? Because everyone is wearing a Christian veil. And everyone is having these verses quoted upon their ministries. Actually, even when a ministry is called by your name, whose works are those? Your name. If you say it's Rayleigh Hodip Ministries, Hashamazamban, Himbobo Zamakaus. We are touching on that. So send us your WhatsApps. What are those things that would show and indicate that these are the works of believers? Or these are the works of believers in the flesh? Or these are works of people that are guised as works of believers? We're talking about that.
You're at 657 AM. Radio carrying 24 hours a day. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
All right, send us your WhatsApps. We need to hear from you as to what you say with regards to this, the works of believers. Now, if you can look also in 2 Chronicles, I think it's 28, verses 15. Just look on it and ponder on it as to what it says. And also Job. Ponder on Job chapter 29 verse 15 and see what the works of believers are even all about. And these workers, who they are about. First Corinthians also 16:16, you can also look into that. That you also submit such and to everyone who works, and then it says, and labors with us, to work and to labor with the church, which is the body of Christ. How do we see and know that you're working and laboring with the body of Christ? I was just looking at 1 Corinthians 16:16 there. And of course, one of the things that I have seen to be quite a big problem is the acculturations. You know, we grew up with cultures of what can be deemed to be Christianity, and to a great extent we somehow have confused the work of the Father and the works of Christianity. It's a big problem. Now, 2 Chronicles 28:15, then the men who were designated by name rose up and took
It says, and took the captives, and from the spoil. Eh? Yeah, I think you will read it, Professor, for me there. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. I got for you.
But you said in the beginning that we can't work on our own. I'm just paraphrasing. It is the Father who works. And we are by invitation invited to the works. I'm adding. We are by invitation of salvation invited into the works, that we become partakers together with him, just as we will be joint heirs. What comes to mind, Professor?
Thanks again, Brett, for this opportunity and the discussion that has been going on already about this beautiful topic of the works. I would like to go back to what you've been saying, that these works are the works of the Father. If we can grab it from there, it would be easy for us to understand that whatever we do it because the Father is doing it. You quoted 1 Corinthians 16, verse 16. So let me read that, and then I can begin to say what I needed to say earlier on. It says here, that you also submit to such and to everyone who works and labors with us. So the question that we would need to ask as they talk about the working and the laboring that they were doing is the question that says, what were they laboring for and for whom were they doing that? Because if we can answer that question, it will assist us to know if they were laboring in vain or they were doing their own works, which are not necessarily the works of the Father. So if we have to speak of the works of believers that are accredited and approved by the Father, it has to be those works that God had already started working on, and he invites us to continue in that work. It can't be my work that I will start out of my own thinking, out of my own desires. But whatever I will do, which is approved by God, must be those things that God already started to work. So for us to get to that understanding, we can hear when Paul speaks about this in the book of Philippians. I think it's Philippians chapter 3. I just want to quickly go there, and then we can begin to hear that these works must be the works that are in line with God's works. Other than that, it becomes our selfish works, and it becomes man-made efforts which do not profit anything. And when the preacher in Ecclesiastes speaks, he says, vanity of vanity. It is vanity because it is not ordained by the Father, neither has it been approved by him. It is man-made efforts in trying to do what they think the Father is doing, whereas it's not necessarily what the Father would be saying. So let's look at Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14, and then we can expound even more what we mean by the works that are approved by God, the works that believers do as they have heard from the Father. It says, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Verse 14 says, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So Paul is giving a picture that whatever he's doing, he's pressing on to what Christ has already attained for him. Other than that, there is no reason to continue working and to continue to press on if he doesn't know what is he pressing on for and to which direction is he pressing towards. When we do the works of the Father as believers, we need to know exactly what are we doing. Are we doing what is in the plan of God? Because if it's not in the plan of God, it becomes vanity of vanity. Paul here is saying, I forget about everything that I have done, which was my works in the past. But this time, I look for the works of God, and this works of God is the work that has already been attained. Christ already grabbed this work for us, so what we have to do as believers is to tap into that complete work of the Messiah and work towards the accomplishment and the finishing of our part, because we might not finish everything, because everybody has his own part to play in the works of the Father. So I get into the works that has already been done, and my portion, I continue pressing on to reach to that, because it is an upward call that Christ has gotten victory for me, and I work to get to that point. But I cannot work before I could know what is it that Christ has done. What is it that Christ has achieved for me that I may begin to align with him? You also spoke about the works of righteousness. And when we try to attain righteousness out of our own efforts, we then get into a fault of wanting to justify what we do with the works of God, which we think is what God is trying to do, and it's no longer the work of the Father, but the works of men, in an endeavor to prove that we are in his plan and that we are righteous. And we must remember that whatever we will do outside of the plan of God is considered unclean. Our righteousness is like filthy rags if it's not in line with what God has been saying. Mm. So when we speak of such concepts, we speak of the cooperation of the Father's ministry. You said that when you started earlier on. So these works must be the cooperation of men to the Father's ministry. But if men do not know what the will of the Father is, there is no way that they would do the proper works that will be supporting the works of the Father. There's a beautiful scripture that I read in the book of John, which brought me a deeper understanding. I think most of us would be able to relate with that, in John chapter 6, starting from verse 28 and 29. But I'm just going to give a background here. This was the time when Yeshua had performed the miracle of giving bread, and they are following him. And he says to them, you are following me not because you want me, but you are looking for bread that you've been fed with. And then they are asking, or trying to inquire even more the meaning of what he is saying. So I'll start looking at verse 28, which says, then they said to him, what shall we do that we may work the works of God? Jesus answered and said to them, this is the works of God, that you believe in him whom he sent. So the works of the believer, the starting point of it, starts from believing in him whom he has sent. It goes back to John 17, verse 3, that they may know you as a real and a true God and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. So when we start knowing him and believing him, we are taking all the first step towards the works of us as believers, but that work has been done and worked by God, that we may walk in it, because it is a complete work of God. So when we walk in this work of God, it becomes our work, which is in line with the Father. And in this case, it is the work of believing. And I began to understand that faith becomes the work that we do. And in explaining the phrase that I just said, that faith becomes the work that I do, it is because when I begin to have faith, I work against myself. I work against the belief that I had before I could get the truth of the Messiah. So in dealing with the prior knowledge, I do the work of working against that knowledge. Brother Baruch said, you need to unlearn. This is a concept that is also applicable in the house of God if you are a believer. Yes, you have learned, but now you come to a point of unlearning. Then the last point will be relearning. So that unlearning point is the work of faith that we must all go through. As I go through the work of faith, it becomes a true work that I will do as a believer in aligning myself with the work of God whom he has brought. And this work came through the Son, Yeshua HaMashiach. So Jesus is saying here, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent. If we can truly believe in the Messiah, we will then seek him even more and begin to know what he wants and want to be where he is and want to hear his mind and his thoughts. When I know his mind and his thoughts, there is no way that I can be lost in my works as a believer, because I will be grabbing and living according to the mind of Christ. So what we must fight for is to fight for the mind of Christ, so that when we receive it, we then begin the works of the believer that will be in line with the will of God our Father. But without us having this faith, which is the works against ourselves, I need to work against what my forefathers taught me before. I need to work against my prior belief. I need to work against the surroundings and the knowledge of the society up until I get to the knowledge of Christ. When I get to the knowledge of Christ, I get to the works of the believer, which is the works of God. Then I satisfy the will of God when I do the work that has already been achieved. But without me doing what God is doing, what I am doing is in vain. It is vanity of vanity. So in summary for this part, this segment, he who does not work the works of the Father is the one who does not work according to the plan of the Father. So for me to work according to the plan of the Father, I need to know what Father is doing, that I may do what he is doing. I can't do my own will. I can't satisfy his will if I don't know it. So my first works is to know what he is doing. Then I can do what he is doing to fulfill his plan.
I hear you quite well. We are talking about the works of believers. What are these even all about? You can send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Drop us a voice note. Let us hear what you say. The works of believers are even all about. I'm keen to hear from you. To be honest with you, I'd love to hear from you as to what you say the work of believers are. Right. And one of the things that I want to put across, Mayach, to you, Job 29:15, I was eyes to the blind and I was feet to the lame. The works of believers. I was eyes to the blind and I was feet to the lame. When you look at our own nation, there's a tremendous amount of blindness. Tremendous amount of blindness. And believers, since they are the light of the earth, I mean the light of the world and the salt to the earth, they should be able to be eyes to the blind and feet to the lame. In so many ways, we see this nation is paralyzed. In so many ways. Go around, look at young people. Go around and see graduates who are pushing and pulling trolleys in the streets. Go around and see for yourself. Go and see in the streets. It's no longer those street kids like me in those days. Now you find actors who once were big in the industry. There's some blindness that is going on. In isiZulu bathi ukuphuputheka, siyaphuputhekiswa. And it is enforced. And only those who are in Yahusha HaMashiach can be able to be eyes to the blind and be able to warn, be able to see, to stay and watch in those towers as gatekeepers and speak of the impending danger, seasons that are unfolding, and be able to unearth some of the hidden treasures of our knowledge which had been deliberately buried. And to move the people forward, the quality of life. I mean, if we are the church, we're supposed to be that. For the Spirit of the Most High is upon me, Elohim, to proclaim a year of the Elohim's favor. Do we know even who we are? I heard some people were saying, we know you more than you know yourself. And that is why we have hidden information about you. How? When are we going to be ears to the deaf? Job is saying that, you know, eyes to the blind and feet to the lame. And Christ is that. And this light came from on high, and the world did not behold him. But now I think we behold him. But why are we still not the eyes to the world? They still are going astray. They still are lame when it comes to righteousness, and full of vigor when it comes to wickedness. However, something is not adding up. Mayaki, are you gone, Mayaki? Looks like you're gone. Let me try you again. Are you gone or are you here, my
aunt? I'm here. Sorry, I'm on mute. Hey, ask
yeah.
Me, ask me, ask
all right.
Ask me.
Yes.
Mm. Solifel Jobasibuang, it's what is the truth, because it's the second commandment that says, love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That is absolutely what he's saying. So now this man
sums up the law. First, love the Father with all your heart. Love your neighbor.
With all your heart and mind and all your account.
Yes.
Shama. Now, you look at this man, Job. This man, he was a maybe multi-billionaire or multi-millionaire of his time. Mm. And when you read the story about him, he would feed people. He would give. He would. The story, there's a book, especially Kayena, you know?
Mm.
And let me. The story says this man is. He was the advisor, king of Egypt, Pharaoh, during the time of bondage.
Mm.
And he was. He's the one who came, got the idea, they must throw the children into the sea.
Mm.
At that time. And then when he saw he escaped. And that's when he repented.
Mm.
So that is why even when the wife say, or the friend, curse Aramix. Aramix. Because he knows, he has seen, he has witnessed. Now, he learned about other and what he needs to, who he needs to be. That is why now, him being rich, he started to feed. His house was big, apparently, and he would let people to come and eat. Most of the house or the city.
Yeah.
That's who he was.
And
you are being served by his. You don't even... That's who he was. So, and many people, when this thing happened, they got to be so sad. And he knew what was coming, because he was told. Abba sent the Malak, dispatched the Malak to tell him, hey, there is a challenge that is coming. Stay strong. So because he has already changed and fixed his way with Allahim, so he was favored. That is why he was so rich. Now, today, my Ahi, there's something that we forget. You know, every time I study the word, I get to learn something that the Torah came to.
Yeah.
When you read the Torah, outstretched arms, you know, all those kind of things. When we speak of righteousness, if we're in a human being, it's an ear. It's a sign of an ear. That is what it is. And what with the ear, what do? We have to listen. And
in listening, we need to be obedient. And when we are obedient, that's when we walk in righteousness. So we are not talking of something it's what you have. When it says Papa, Yare, kneel down and open your mouth and pray. It's you have your needs, it's an action that you need to take. You can't say no, but I didn't or I couldn't because I didn't have. No, you have. But it's that we are misaligned. We have focused on very odd things, our life, and I think maybe it's also the school that has programmed us, competition, number one and all that. You know, now when we're in the world, that thing has followed us because we want to be competing, who lives where and all that. And now it affects us even as believers that we even bring it to the church. Now we want, now I must be known with my mega church because mine is fancier than yours when I have kitten in there. You know, it's many things that have, you know, relaxable to Barona, like, you know, it would be great for us when we leave the house. And that is how it begins, to practice what we read, to say, when I leave the house, normally there's this guy that I meet every day by the street corner. When he gets us cut in saga, I can just cut two slices, and that's it. You know, it begins like that. And from there, it starts to grow because you are doing something that Abba is asking for us to do, to love your neighbor as you love yourself. But now we've been, it's this competition that Hashatan has brought to us. And, you know, it's because he is the father of competition. Ezekiel chapter 8. Ezekiel chapter 80 speaks of the image of jealousy, right? It's that image of jealousy that now it's been built. We no longer see men as the creation of Avaya, but we see him as something else that we don't even want to help. You know, it's like
we see him as the son of the soil.
I'm telling you.
The son of the soil.
I'm telling you what
it's sad, man. It's
so sad. We need to. It begins. Before we can go and practice cooking again.
Yeah.
You know, there was a time I'll share something with you quickly. There was a time I was unemployed, and I'm somebody very close to me was tithing about 4,000 rand cooking again. Sometimes even like a couple of 5 rand double rot. You know? So, and the the closest person.
Yes.
But then you go and impress somebody. And all you're doing is you're doing that because you feel, you know, my doors will open because I want a bigger house, I want this, I want that, I want that, I want that. And these things are all vanity. If we can just change how we think, change how we do things, and start to have compassion, and start when we read the word and think of whatever that we are reading that Abba is speaking to us. His neighbor. That is why there's a scripture, I forgot the verse, which says, "How go back
and make peace with them." Yes. Go back and make peace with them.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's important. We depend on our nature, unforgiveness, hatred, and whatnot. And if you don't know what the Bible says, we're shouting the highest hallelujah.
That's the sad part, because we are supposed to be peacemakers. We are called into the ministry of reconciliation. But you find most of us in the wars of the divide, you know, and that is where really we are not getting it right. We fight everyone, you know, We fight even amongst ourselves. Pastors, you know, don't preach the word. They just preach each other. It's quite sad indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Thank you.
We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. The works of believers. What are they even all about? Send us a WhatsApp. 082-657-2729.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.